Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. You saw that correctly, guys. This is going to be a Top Chef podcast. I am doing exit interviews this season for Top Chef. It's hard to believe the first time I did exit interviews for Top Chef professionally was 16 years ago. During the first All-Stars, I remember distinctly that season. It was such a fun season and talking to all those chefs. And so I'm bringing it back. I know, you know, I feel like not a ton of people cover Top Chef, but it's such a great show. I've been watching since the beginning. I've seen every episode multiple times. It's such a comfort show for me as well. And I've been to set a bunch of times. I've interviewed all the judges. And so I feel like I'm pretty well versed. And I'm excited to bring you this coverage this season for anyone that loves Top Chef. And if you're coming over because you saw Kristen on The Traitors, welcome. Top Chef is a great, great show. It's a great binge, in my opinion. I watched everything in real time, but I have gone back and watched seasons. And so if you're new here, welcome. But if you're a Top Chef fan, I hope you tune in every week and yeah, get to check out my exit interviews. So I hope you enjoy my first one with Day. Well, Day, it's so nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's nice to meet you too. I'm doing well. It's sunny here. It's been kind of freezing and dark in Atlanta, but it's nice. So
Okay. You know, I know living the experience is one thing and then watching it play back on TV is another. How are you feeling sort of, you know, seeing your journey playback on TV?
I feel good about it. I mean, it is definitely an interesting journey. It's almost like I had to recall certain things. I was like, oh yeah, that did happen. But no, I like it a lot. I'm grateful that everything, like the story was kind of told the way that it was and tied in together. And then I was like, oh yeah, I was talking to myself the whole time during that challenge. And I was like, oh man. Yeah, so it's cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it's interesting because in real time, you know, you had mentioned, okay, the oven's not working. Now my fish might be under. And you had mentioned the spice issue. So when you went into judges' table or even when they were eating your food, did, you know, they gave you some feedback, but did you kind of clock those issues that might come up?
Oh, like, yeah.
While you were cooking?
I mean, I was very aware that things were going wrong and obviously doing my best to keep my cool on while the camera was like right in my face.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's one of those things where it's like, obviously, like it happened, what, like 6 months or so ago. So it's, you know, it's like you want to do a replay, a redo. But it's one of those moments where it just feels really surreal. I think like there was a point in the challenge where I kind of like, not kind of, but I definitely was having a panic attack because
wow,
things were not working out. And I was really, like I had a plan to pivot. I had like another recipe that I could have done. And I think I was telling myself to do it, but it's like, then you think the clock is running too quickly.
Yep.
And it was just like a level of pressure that I didn't expect, right? Like on the track, I felt very good. You know what I mean? Like I felt empowered. It was hot as heck. And I had a really great team. But I think in that initial, you know, being in that kitchen was a little bit of a, it took me back to a moment that I don't think that I was ready to sort of like fully commit to. Just like full transparency, like I had a burn accident about 6 months before I got Top Chef. And that time in that commercial kitchen was my first time in a commercial kitchen since then. So what happened was there were certain triggers that I didn't realize were there. You know, as chefs, like we move very fearlessly in the kitchen. Like we're like, oh, hot thing.
Yep.
You know, things are happening fast. There's so much stimuli that we deal with, and we deal with it with such like bravery and poise. And we think we're like, you know, we're superhuman in those moments. And then so like, but in that moment, like after, you know, kind of seeing it playing back and like after going through like elimination, I was like, oh, like, I have PTSD. Like I'm dealing with that. You know, my Rhythm was off, you know what I mean? My sort of like muscle memory was very off in that moment. Like it was a difference between being on a track, which was like a very unconventional kitchen, which is typically where I would cook, as a private chef doing pop-ups and things. You know, I'm cooking on rooftops, I'm cooking in the garage of the Museum of Modern History, like things like that, and I can make these things work. But going back into a commercial kitchen for the first time after having dealt with that horrible burn that like took me off my feet for 6 months, and then so soon after, really triggered some things for me that I didn't know had existed until I was in this platform, in this arena with the camera in my face. You know, it's just
Wow.
not something that would be my typical way of moving in the kitchen. You know, I would move with a lot more confidence and just like timing and preparation. Obviously, that's why I got on the show, is because I
Right.
was able to do all these things for so long and so well. But yeah, that was just a very human moment. And you know, I kept my composure as best as I could, but that speaking to myself was really me trying to like pull myself out of that panic attack that I was having.
Wow, that gives so much context, and thank you for sharing that. I can't imagine, yeah, going back into that and sort of, plus you're adapting, like you said, to the cameras. Like I wonder, had you gotten through maybe one or two rounds, then you might have, you know, I do think it takes a minute to get used to that environment, and you didn't really have time. So yeah, I wonder that, because I imagine as a chef, you're used to a lot of crazy things, but having a camera in your face, having, you know, it's just like an adjustment, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Yeah, I think a few more reps would have been great. Like maybe cooking outside a couple more times, getting like, you know, my wits about me. You know, things kind of happen very quickly. But I mean, it's a competition, so you gotta expect the unexpected. Like that's why I said, you know, you just don't know what they're gonna throw at you, you know?
Yeah. So when you saw Nana also going through it, and that moment, did you feel like you could relate to that? Were you all, 'cause you also said you were near sort of a panic attack.
Yeah, I think hers was much more visible than mine. Obviously, with you know, with all due respect to what she was going through, I could relate. Like as immediately when I heard her scream, I was like, "Are you okay?" Because it
Yeah.
was almost like her scream, it was coming out of her mouth, but it was from me. Like it was like we were having a very similar experience, I believe. And you know, she emoted, and it's like superhuman. It's very much one of those vulnerable moments that I think that a lot of people don't witness, you know, with us chefs being on this platform. You know, everything seems so like easy. Well, not easy, but like everybody seems so confident and crystal
Of
clear.
course, yeah. That's what
You
I
know?
think.
Yeah, no, I mean, yes, but we're human. You know, at the end of the day, we're human. And I think it's giving yourself grace, it's giving yourself the ability to know that, you know, that moment doesn't define you. You know what I mean? I really feel like it was like her scream from me. And like we definitely like had a little bit of a symbiotic moment in that way. So yeah.
Yeah, that's why I love Kristen as a host, because she's been there, so I feel like she can relate. And sort of, yeah, that was a really touching moment. But
Yeah.
how do you think this experience, I know you were only there for one round, but like, does it change you as a chef going forward at all?
No, it doesn't change me as a chef going forward because it really doesn't delineate what I'm capable of as a chef. You know what I mean? I think what it is like we're put in these situations that are not likely to be our usual. You know what I mean?
Fair.
So it almost is like, how does this chef react in this situation, right? And then, you know, when you get context as to what people might be going through, which a lot of times the audience doesn't have, or like where people are coming from, or what it truly means to be on the platform, it's a big deal. It's something that I have been looking forward to my entire career and knew that eventually I would get to. So no matter where I was in life, when Top Chef called, I was gonna answer. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? And in hindsight, I feel like, you know, I maybe would have maybe passed up the opportunity until I felt like I had made peace with some of the healing that I needed to do. And I think that's a big part of our industry is that we are so high functioning in some of these like tough situations that we don't give ourselves the grace and the space to like grow and to heal. So if it's changed me in any way, it's made me more gentle with myself in my process as a human being first, and then obviously my process as a chef and as a person, as a sister, and all those different things. It's given me sort of like a understanding of like my humanity, like because we do feel like we're almost above it. I mean, speaking for myself, I felt superhuman for a very long time dealing with some of the stressors and some of the opportunities and obligations until I was met with a horrible accident that really traumatized me and then had me thinking like, okay, who am I? Why am I doing this? What does this look like putting my body on the line to provide food for people? Because you never know what could happen. Accidents are so sometimes just very normal in that space. And again, like, so it's changed me as a human being, not necessarily as a chef, because a lot of times when we are on this path of like, oh, like, I want to be a chef, I want to be recognized, I want to have these accolades, I want to, you know, show up in my community. And, you know, we forget that we are also a person. Like, I am Day, not just Chef Day. Mm-hmm. And so Day needed to rest and to heal and to make peace with some things before Chef Day could show up on this platform and truly, like, you know, perform at her best.
Yeah. Wow. You said so many good things that I've never even thought about. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I just feel like this is a competition that the caliber of talent is so high that, and I think someone said it in one season, it was like, there's never a bad chef. It's just a bad day or a bad dish. But it's like, yeah, I have to imagine, even going out first, it's like, the talent is so good. Yeah, I think that brings me to my last question, Day, is I know this is all still fresh, but would you be open to ever returning if you had the opportunity?
I think so. You know, we'll see. You know, I think, if the opportunity is there, I am open to it. I guess I could say that now, because when it happened, I was like, I will never do this
Of course.
Again. But then it's like, you know, now I'm like, okay, yeah, I think I would return to it. I mean, in whatever capacity, whether it's like, oh, you know, like showing up as, like, I don't know, a guest judge or person in the space. Like, I'm just so grateful to be part of the platform as it is. Like, to be honest, I don't feel like having gotten eliminated first is a loss for me at all. You know, at the end of the day, like, I, you know, got the opportunity to be on the show, you know, and thousands of chefs auditioned for it. And some people have auditioned for it for years. This was, like, I think my first time. And so, like, I'm very proud of that. Like, I'm very proud of that. And so, you know, with this platform, with the cohort that I now have, like, I mean, you know, my castmates are, like, really cool. Like, we have a group chat, we're chilling, like, everybody is, like, super kind, you know. I would definitely be open to it one more time. Would I be open to it, like, immediately?
Right.
You know, we'll see. But again, like, I believe that, you know, timing is not always perfect, but, like, I am ready for things as they come. And, you know, I now know that I have a little bit more ability to use my discretion, you know, with making some of these decisions and deciding, you know, really assessing, like, where am I as Day before I put Chef Day in the arena. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, listen, it sounds like you have a great head about it all. And yeah, I'm sad to see you go home so early, because I could tell that you are super, super talented. But it was fun to watch your journey as we got. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much.